What were your thoughts about Aman Buzdar's presentation at the last ASCO meeting of the neoadjuvant trastuzumab trial, which included an anthracycline?
Well, I think this was a very interesting trial, and I think many of us would have guessed that the pathologic complete response rate would be higher, but I think we were all surprised when we saw the magnitude of that difference with response rates in the 60-plus percent range. We have never seen complete pathologic response rates that high. So I think, obviously, it does need to be validated in a larger study, and that is planned. I think the potential explanations for such a high response rate is that the patients got a lot of chemo. They didn't just get four cycles. They got paclitaxel and FEC. And then the other reason might be that there really is something to the synergy with anthracyclines and Herceptin, which generally has not been tested before because of concerns of cardiotoxicity, which, by the way, they did not see. They did see some subclinical drops in ejection fractions on the Herceptin arm, but really not much in the way of clinical cardiotoxicity. Now, one thing about this study, unfortunately, is I think it stopped prematurely. I don't think it was the fault of the investigators. The study was written where pathologic complete response rate was actually the primary endpoint. And when the investigators noted that the pathologic complete response rate in the entire cohort was high, they asked the Data and Safety Monitoring Board to see if there was a big difference between the Herceptin and non-Herceptin, and there was. And some people have criticized the investigators for pulling the trigger on the study, but I actually take an opposing view. I think that whenever a patient signs up to a study and on the consent form it says that pathologic response rate is the primary endpoint, and then all consent forms also say that you will be informed of any findings of the study that might influence your decision to continue participating, I think that the Data and Safety Monitoring Board, in a way, was obligated to follow the primary endpoint. Now, if the study had been written for a disease-free survival endpoint, which I think is the way these studies should be written, then the trigger probably would not have been pulled.